Enyo, thank you for joining me on the show today.
Thank you for having me so much. Thank you.
Hey, listen, normally we do talk to you about Kent County Code Purple, and you do a fantastic job running that organization, finding the
Thank you.
homeless shelter. The organization has come a long way. But today we're talking to you for a very different reason. I did not know until about a week ago that you could sing. Why am I just learning this?
I think for me, I used to do it full time as a profession, like 5 years ago. And so I took working in the nonprofit sector and just trying to do. I think philanthropy for me was something that really just it fulfills me, and so music kind of just ended up falling on the back burner when I started doing more philanthropy. But I think as I started getting more and more and more involved in helping people who are addicted to drugs or alcohol abuse or what it may be, I started to realize that I needed my outlet still. And so I came back to music and got back with my team, and I was like, I need music I need like this to keep me like a hobby. Before it was more, I did it and it was fun, and I worked and I've toured, and now it has like a deeper meaning because it's really like a release and a moment for me to kind of get my mind off of a lot of the things that are happening in the world, and of the people that I help, and it refocuses me, and then I come back and I'm stronger and can do more, and so now I'm just I'm mixing it together. And also I think a part of it was I started to realize that in the music industry, I used to live in Los Angeles for 7 years, and in the music industry I find that a lot of people are happy, but sometimes it's just what that you see, and behind that sometimes there's other things going on. And so I think a lot of my friends in the music industry want to do more work for, people who are in need or homeless. And I started connecting with people, and now people are helping me. I have some homeless guests that are getting free music to record to, free studio time, some consulting. And so through me doing music again, and kind of just also helped me revive some of the lives of my friends who are in the music industry because I give them opportunities to serve.
All right, so
So it's just full circle.
it is a full circle. You have just released a new music video. Is this your first? Before we tell people the title of this, is this your
This
first?
is my second music video I've ever done. I never really did a lot of music videos. I just did a lot of touring. And I don't know. I don't know if I was just was scared to do them, but I think now I'm not scared of much of anything anymore after all the things we've been through in the world. So I'm this is my first like official music video. I did one before when I was touring like 5 years ago, and so this I would say this is like my first official one that I say like I'm my new for especially for my English music, because I did my past career was mainly in Spanish. I'm Puerto Rican, but was born in Brooklyn, and but most of my music was always in Spanish. So this is my first, definitely my first English music video.
So you just released this new music video. It's called Don't Mean That I Don't Love You. Let me just say right now, it is fantastic. When you released this, I kept watching it and listening to it over and over and over for like 2 days straight. I
That's
think it's
awesome.
fantastic. I'm sure the general public and our listeners will think it's fantastic too. Where did you come up with the title, Don't Mean That I Don't Love You?
For me, I wrote it, around like about 6 years ago. I wrote this song actually, and it was around a time that I was traveling, on the road 4 to 5 days a week. And so I was away, from my exes. I was away from my family. It was just a moment where I felt like I was having very triumphant success in my professional life, but my personal life, when it comes to people I loved, I think they felt like I was leaving them in the dust, and it wasn't the case at all. They knew they were. Everyone around me was supportive and was helping me move forward. But there were times where people I felt like resentment, because sometimes people don't understand why you would go after a music career or a career in entertainment if they're not doing it themselves, and so the song was just a message to be like, even though I'm living a very busy life, and even though I can't always be there for you the way maybe you're there for me or you're there for other people because of time, which I can't buy more of, I still love you.
That is fantastic. Where did you record it?
I recorded it in Delaware. I actually have a studio at my house, so I record at home a lot. And then I mixed it with a gentleman named Nick Grasset, who's actually also from Delaware. And then I mastered it with a gentleman called Austin Hall from Florida.
Where can people find this music video? Because everybody at this point is saying, Kelly, tell us where we can find it.
Well, you can go, if you look on YouTube and you search Don't Mean That I Don't Love You, or Enyo, E-N-N-I-O, Emmanuel, you'll find it on YouTube. And then if you just want to listen to the song, you can get it on iTunes and Pandora and Spotify and add it to all your playlists. And I have, I'm really excited, and just comment and send me any messages of what you think. It's a great song. Even sometimes I the song, after recording it now and after looking at the music video, it makes I think of other things. Sometimes working with Culpeper King County, sometimes there's individuals that you feel like you've let down because you're not able to solve their mental health crisis, overnight. Or you're not able to be super. Sometimes I just want to be Superman and save everyone. And those things take time. And when you can't do that, sometimes you feel like you're not loving someone. But so the song can have really deep meaning, for certain people in their life that, even sometimes people, I think they feel like they let God down. And so they're like, God, I'm not perfect, but it doesn't mean that I don't love you. And so those different meanings really grew with me. So when you're listening to it on YouTube or Spotify, Pandora, just know that all those type of ideas went through my mind when I'm hearing it as well.
That's funny, not funny in a ha-ha way, but funny that you think that sometimes you're letting people down, because I know you and I are friends on Facebook. We're friends in real life. I know how hard you work every day with Kent County Code Purple, and I know what that nonprofit means to you personally. So it's odd to me. I'm going to use odd rather than funny. It's odd to me that you think that sometimes you let people down.
Yeah, I think in the world that we are in, there's always, you're expected to always be successful or always be, on top of the bottom line and always having results. And if, depending on who's measuring them or who you're trying to, show those results to. And for me, it's our community. I feel like we are, what is needed to help people isn't going as fast as the addiction problem, people getting addicted or people going through mental health or depression. Sometimes I feel like, you work daily, but, those demons in people are also working daily and keeping them down. And I think last year we move on to Code Purple and talk about, I was really worried because COVID-19 hit and you just didn't know where the community was. A lot of people are still at home and they're not going out. But the homeless people and people who are in need, they have no choice. They're outside no matter what. And so I think, every time I feel like we're not reaching the goal, something does happen that keeps me going. And so that's the good part about it. I might see a lot of need, but I also see a lot of people working together. I see a lot of hope. I see people that are homeless or people that are low income, they're working hard to get out of that situation themselves. So that keeps me going. But sometimes, I feel, like I said, I want to save everyone. And that is that has a lot of, that has not a lot to do with someone's personal family, someone's personal trauma, personal background. And so, until I learn enough about the human brain and the human life, I will probably always feel like I'm not, I'm laying someone down because I don't understand exactly where they're coming from. But I'm getting better. I'm learning a lot more, just over the last year working with Code Purple as president really has grown my mind. And so I'm just looking forward to learning more about people, learning more about their past, learning more about their trauma, and helping them identify ways to overcome and be the person that they were born to be. And so I don't know if I'll ever feel like I'm 100% like, ooh, I'm not letting anyone down. But I do know that emotion in me isn't a bad one. You know, doesn't make me like sad, but it makes me want to do more and to make sure that I'm always on my toes and always realizing that there's someone, you know, if we think we've helped a lot of people, there's always still someone missing. And that's where my heart is to make sure we don't leave anyone behind and that everyone knows that there's someone out there that's about, you know, that's rooting for their best life and loves them, you know, aside from their differences, aside from whatever it may be in their life that other people might call them weird or you know, people that we shouldn't pay attention to. I want them to know that they have purpose. And until I feel like everyone knows that, I'll just be keep, you know, preaching and trying to get out there and just tell people that there's hope in the world.
We want to remind everybody, first off, we're talking to the president of Kent County Code Purple, but we're not talking to him for that purpose specifically today. We are talking to him because he's got a new music video out. It's called Don't Mean That I Don't Love You. I'm going to put you on the spot. Do you want to sing a few bars for us?
Yeah, I mean, I knew you were going to say that. I knew that. You're probably going to ask me to sing. I'll sing the chorus.
Go right ahead.
You know you've been on my mind, and I've been out here on my grind. You know I'm not perfect, no, but that don't mean that I don't love you. There you go. A little bit.
That's fantastic. You are a great guy. Hey, what's in your future? What's next as far as your music?
Oh, for our music, we're working on a new music video. So we'll be, you know, I'm going to be pushing them out now on a very consistent basis. We are probably going to, you know, launch a podcast. Maybe I'm trying to do something that's really impactful that involves, you know, I have a lot of facets in my life when it comes to music and business and the nonprofit world. And so trying to find a way to mix all those together is, you know, takes some intelligence. So we're working on that. But I'm going to keep releasing music videos and, you know, hopefully get ready for another tour and just use music as a way, as a vessel to keep, you know, moving the message of helping out the community. And so I think you're just going to see my music career kind of go side to side with my nonprofit work in the future and hopefully, you know, make it grow into a music academy or something like that here in Delaware where I live and just make Delaware better. I'm all about it right now. I'm pretty invested in Delaware as a musician, as a singer, as a nonprofit worker and businessman too. And so I think just going to keep doing music, getting ready for a tour, hopefully do some, you know, you follow the YouTube channel, you'll see, you can YouTube Enyo World is the page, Enyo World. And we'll probably be doing some live shows on there and just keep it moving. I think the future is in our hands and we're in new times and I think it's that's why I started doing music again. I said, well, this is the time to just do something new and keep it going and then, you know, if I can make people in the music industry help me with the nonprofit world, then I know that it's a door that I should keep walking down.